The next patient is Patricia Scott, S-C-O-T-T, first name P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. This is a clinical case of a 77-year-old white female that is a patient that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4 period. The patient has a solitary kidney, which is in the left side. She underwent nephrectomy in 2007 because of renal cell carcinoma period. The patient has some degree of nephrosclerosis, and on top of this, she has a type 2 diabetes mellitus that has been out of control. We think that those are the major factors for the CKD loss of the renal mass and the presence of diabetes mellitus and arterial hypertension and hyperlipidemia, period. The patient has evidence of a macroalbumin creatinine ratio of 275 with a trace of protein in the deep stick at the urinalysis. The serum creatinine remains 1.8. The BUN is 26 with an estimated GFR of 38, which is similar to prior determinations. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today, the blood pressure is 118 over 74, period. The patient is taking beta blockers in combination with the hydrochlorothiazide period. She continues with a sodium restricted diet of 2,000 milligrams in 24 hours under fluid restriction. Following numbers, diabetes type 2 that has been out of control. The patient was referred to endocrinology. They decided to put the patient on Ozempic. She continues taking glipizide. The serum creatinine is coming down and trending down to, the hemoglobin A1C is trending down to 8. The patient was encouraged to follow the diet as much as possible in order to get a better blood sugar reading and avoid complications from the renal point of view. Following number, hyperuricemia that is treated with administration of allopurinol, 300 milligrams on daily basis. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. The level of vitamin D is 28. Following number, the patient has a remote history of nephrolithiasis. Following number, breast cancer status post left mastectomy in 1992. Following number, colon cancer that was treated in 2017, and following number of history of bladder cancer that is followed very closely. A paragraph. This patient was in reviewing the laboratory workup, were 7 minutes, in the face-to-face were 20 minutes, and the documentation 10 minutes.